Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching episode 27. And today we are finishing our three-part series in how to be humble, hungry, and smart. So the last 2 weeks ago, I talked about how to be humble in our relationship with God. And then last week, we talked about how to be hungry in our relationship with God. And today we're going to talk about what it means to be smart in our relationship with God. And this is nothing to do with IQ or intelligence levels or education, but something a bit more deep and meaningful than just those issues. The reason these things are on my mind, if you've listened to the last two recordings, you'll know, is because I've been reading a book called The Ideal Team Player: How to Recognize and Cultivate the Three Essential Virtues by Patrick Lencioni. And so it's a book about teamwork in secular circumstances, but the spiritual applications are many. And it's been making me think about not only my interactions with other people, but my interactions with God. How humble am I with God? How hungry am I for God? And how smart am I in my relationship with God? This might be the most difficult to describe and discuss. But let's see what we can do today. And let me know what you think about this and whether it helps you in your relationship with God and your prayer times especially. So what does it mean to be spiritually smart? And how does that affect our prayer life? Let me give you a quote from the book about how they define smart people. It says this: smart simply refers to a person's common sense about people. It has everything to do with the ability to be interpersonally appropriate and aware. Smart people tend to ask good questions, listen to what others are saying, and stay engaged in conversations intently. It's those three things we're going to look at today: asking good questions, listening to what others are saying, and staying engaged in conversations intently. That's from page 160 of the Kindle edition of the book. So let's apply these to our relationship with God. Firstly, asking questions of God. Is it a good thing to question God? Why do we ask questions? We ask questions because something doesn't make sense, right? We don't understand what God is doing, or why he's allowing certain things, or when certain other things are going to get resolved, why he has answered some prayers and not others. Many things God does make, honestly, very little sense to me. And you can see that in characters in the Bible from the Old to the New Testament. But God never penalized anybody in the Bible for the fact of answering a question. We don't see that. It's to do with the attitude with which the question is asked. If you look at the difference between Zechariah's question in Luke chapter 1 and Mary's question in Luke chapter 1, the reaction of God is different because it must have been that there was a different spirit in the way those questions were asked. But that's a Bible study you can do on your own. Luke chapter 1, Zechariah and Mary. The word why is a good question of God, but it appears in English translations of Psalm 22, for example. Verse 10 is a typical example here. Why, Lord? This is Psalm 22, verse 10. Why, Lord, do you stand far off? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? Two whys there. Why, God? Why? That doesn't seem to be wrong as far as God is concerned. Asking the question is okay. I think it's honesty that characterizes the smart relationship with God. Pretending before God, pretending toward him, pretending about ourselves, pretending we trust him when we don't, pretending we understand him when we don't, is not honest. Why would God answer those prayers? Why would God honor those? And is it perhaps one of the reasons we sometimes feel distant from God? Because we're not being honest. And asking questions sincerely, within faith, is one of the ways that we have a smart relationship with God. So, ask questions of God. Just do it with respect. Now, our second point, listening. Listening with curiosity is the goal. Listening with curiosity is very different from listening while preparing your counterattack. If you've ever been in a conversation with a counterattacker, you know that feeling as you're speaking, but you can tell they're not listening to you. They're just preparing what they're going to say to argue back against you. It's a very disconcerting and disappointing and discouraging experience. And this is not what we want to do in our relationship with God. Curiosity is another characteristic of being smart in our relationship with God. When trying to understand God, we need to allow him to have the space to make his case. We need to have the patience that will allow him to act in his own correct time. We can't demand that. Staying curious is helpful. Searching the scriptures for insight. God, why are you doing this? Let me look into your word. Praying with a listening attitude rather than just praying, talking, but not pausing. Not praying with a curiosity. God, I don't know why you're doing this, but I may be struggling to trust you, but I'm going to decide to trust you even though I may not feel it. But God, please show me what's going on and why you're doing it. Staying curious. What is the good that God is going to bring out of this difficult circumstances with my job search, my children as a parent, my finances, my career, the challenges in my marriage? What are you going to do, God? Staying curious is an aspect of faith. We see that in Abraham, and it is honored by God. Psalm 81, verses 13 and 14. If my people would only listen to me, if Israel would only follow my ways, how quickly I would subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their foes. Psalm 81, 13 and 14. Search the scriptures, pray with a listening attitude, and in one way or another, God will speak. So firstly, it's about being someone who asks questions, but in a respectful way. Secondly, it's about listening, maintaining curiosity as God does his work. And thirdly, staying engaged. Now, what does this mean? Have you ever had this experience where you've been having a conversation with somebody and they are, at least in theory, with you in the conversation, but in fact, their eyes are looking over your shoulder? I know I've done this so many times, and I apologize to everybody I've done it to. It's not a good thing to do. You've got something else on your mind, someone's talking to you, and you're looking for somebody, you're hoping to notice somebody. Sometimes you have something legitimate else to do, but sometimes actually it's just a lack of discipline and a lack of love that we're not devoted to the person with whom we're having the conversation. It's a very frustrating thing to be talking to someone whose attention is not with you. And I think this is what we're talking about here, being smart in our relationship with God, is keeping our focus on God. When we're reading the Bible, read the Bible, not read the Bible and check Facebook. When we're praying, we're praying. We're not praying and thinking about that nice thing we've just seen that might make a good picture to put on Instagram. We're staying focused. And I'm sharing my own challenges here and temptations, so not pointing the finger, but staying focused, staying part of the conversation with God is part of being smart with God. It's how we get close to God. It's how we get close to anybody, frankly. Psalm 141, as an example, David wants to maintain his relationship with God, his connection with God. My eyes are fixed on you, sovereign Lord. In you I take refuge. Do not give me over to death. Keep me safe from the traps set by evildoers, from the snares they have laid for me. Gosh, you can feel he's in a tough place. But what he's saying is rather than he knows these problems are around him, but he's not focused on them. He is focused on God and wants to be focused on God. My eyes are fixed on you, Lord. In you I take refuge. And he names his challenges and his problems, but he wants to keep that exclusivity of focus. And that exclusivity of focus in our relationship and our prayer time, our relationship with God and our prayer time, is characteristic of people who have a smart relationship with God, if we could put it in that way. So why don't try to make it your goal, pray to make it your goal, to maintain a focused, meditative connection with God when you pray, whether you're out walking, whether you're in a room, whether it's in the dark and it's in the light. Wherever you are, perhaps memorizing and praying over a scripture might help this. I find that when I capture a scripture and pray through it, it helps me to keep my eyes on God. Or perhaps something physical will help you to maintain your focus on God. Some people light a candle and like to have it there as a focus of the light Some people might want to focus on a plant that reminds them of God. I know friends of mine who do such things. Perhaps a favorite hymn, singing through it on your own, which we'll talk about in our next Quiet Time Coaching. Singing through a hymn or reading through the words may help you to keep that focus, staying attentive to God in a concentrated way. Somebody said in a podcast I listened to recently, I love humanity. People are tricky. And I rather like that. I think that's true. I love humanity. I think humanity is amazing. I do find people quite tricky. And I think that's sometimes true of God. We can easily say and really mean it, I love God. But understanding God, that is tricky. We don't know what he's doing a lot of the time. And so praying and asking questions is okay. Do it with respect. Staying curious so that we are listening and anticipating God's movement in our lives. That's good. And having that sense of focus and concentration on God, being attentive, consistently, continually attentive, helps us to be smart in our relationship with God, get close to him and connect with him. If you'd like a stronger connection with God in what we call our quiet times, then consider these three aspects of being smart. Ask God to help you ask good questions. Ask God to help you to listen, and ask God to help you focus on him to the exclusion of all other concerns. God likes answering such prayers. He really likes to listen. He is a listening God. As it says in James chapter 1, verse 5, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. So what do you think is the best way to develop smarts in your relationship with God? Do these three ideas help? Have you got other thoughts? I would love to know. I would like to know your ideas, and so would everybody else who watches these videos or listens to these podcasts. So please leave a comment wherever you hear or see this recording, because we learn best when we learn in community. So please leave your own thoughts and ideas here. And if you do me one more favor, just pass the link to this recording on to one other person so that they might benefit from these ideas. Well, I hope that the next time you sit down or go out to walk and pray to connect with God in a focused and concentrated way, I pray that you'll have the faith to ask good questions and to listen curiously and to engage consistently. And I pray that will bless and enrich your relationship with God. Until the next time. Take care and God bless.